Hi, I'm Alyssa.
Hi, I'm Jenna, and welcome to Sincerely Your Best Friends,
a podcast about life and advice for people who don't seem to have a best friend or miles and miles away from theirs like we are. We're here to help you and have a good time while we do it.
All right, let's chat. Hi guys, welcome back to episode number 3 of Sincerely Your Best Friends. In today's episode, we're talking about reconnecting and reconciliation and kind of going through our story of how we became back to being like really good friends after we fell off a little bit during college and everything. And then kind of going into some advice on how to reconnect with some of your friends, I guess.
Friends, lovers. Yeah, I mean, we had talked about in the first episode how we went to colleges on opposite sides of the state, which I think is hard to kind of maintain the same level of friendship that we had, especially because, like we mentioned before, we were hanging out like every day after school since sixth grade. So there were like lots of years in that for it to become like habitual. Like, I knew it would be weird on a day, like if you were sick or something and I wasn't seeing you after school, I was like, this is odd. Like, I felt like a part of my day was completely missing. And then we went to school, but I think we kind of both were focused on kind of becoming our own people when we went to college.
Like, I think we both in school kind of took a different path. Makes sense.
Yeah. Like, I think it was important for Alyssa to find Alyssa without Jenna and Jenna to find Jenna without Alyssa. And I think that's kind of what college brought to us. And then we came back together. I don't even, honestly, I don't even know how we reconnected.
Yeah, because I mean, even when we both graduated, because you already lived in Nashville when I finally graduated. And then, I don't know, because then when I moved to Raleigh and I was kind of going through all that stuff, I kind of like didn't want to, like, I fell off of like a lot of people because I was embarrassed about my
same here
journey
situation.
And like, and it was like very embarrassing. So I don't think it really was until like when you got engaged and like all of your wedding stuff, that whole year, because then we were kind of discussing like the podcast and like everything like that, so that kind of like got the ball rolling a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say like the, like getting engaged kind of like bridged the awkwardness neither of us wanted to approach.
Yeah.
You know, and then it just kind of happened. Like, we would, I asked you to be my bridesmaid and then we went into talking about the podcast. Like, it was never, we didn't skip a beat really.
Yeah.
But it just was like having something to leverage it off of.
Yeah. But I don't think we really needed to apologize about anything or like, we never got into a fight. We just kind of like drifted apart at that point. Yeah, so there like, was never there was really like, I'm sorry for doing this, I'm sorry for doing this, because it wasn't really anything to be
like,
sorry
there was
about,
no
basically.
Resentment.
Yeah.
At all. But I think too, like, that's important with, like, an important thing to note about reconnecting. I think we all feel guilty about it. Like, I think whenever you fall off with someone, you feel guilty and then you blame yourself and you label yourself as a bad friend. But it's like very natural to happen. And I think like if you are approached with a friend that you want to reconnect with, if it's been the given time, then like go get the coffee, like reestablish that friendship. But I don't think you're necessarily a bad friend if you let friendships like distance a little bit, because I think if it's distancing, then obviously there's something that you need to grow on as a person to come back and appreciate the friendship more.
And like, even for example, like my other friends that we grew up with, they kind of started to fall off in college as well. And then it wasn't until these weddings started popping up that I was like, thank God for these people getting married. I get all my friends back.
I know.
But it was kind of like we finally like got that like connection back or whatever.
Yeah, it's, and I know Carissa and I talk about this all the time because Carissa and I do not text. Like literally we will go months without talking, and like to the point where we have no clue really what's going on in each other's lives, but we're, as soon as we talk again, it's like right back to where it was. Like nothing about the friendship is awkward. And Rachel and I talk about that too, because we had like a couple years of distance between us, and it's just right back to where it was. Like it's easy. So it's not like there's no pressure to make the friendship like what it once was, but the connection's still there.
Yeah. And I feel like there was definitely a connection break with friends from high school, because you kind of go off to college and make new friends, and then your friends in college, like I still talk to all my roommates in college every single day. We have a group text that just constantly goes on. So we're always like all on like the same page and like what's going on with you today or whatever. And so there was never like a break in that.
Yeah.
But like with high school friends, you kind of have that break because you're kind of occupied with making new friends up in your new place. You have more time to bring those people back, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think too, it's like high school, you've been with all those people for so long. But I think when you go to graduate high school, you're kind of fixated on the idea of like becoming who you need to be. And you go off to college and you kind of get this like opportunity to reinvent yourself or become who it is that you think you are. And your friends find you all like in college that way. So I feel like you feel really connected to them because they're closer to who you are as a person now. And then reestablishing the friendships you had in high school can be a little tougher because you're like, I'm kind of a different person. But if I say like if the friendship was a one that was worthwhile, then it's not going to really be affected by that. That's what happened to me. Like it took me going to college and being removed from the situation to be like, wow, I was a big bitch to that person. And that's where reconciliation comes in, because then it was heavy on my heart to reach out to those people and apologize, know where I needed to apologize, but also not looking for an apology in return, just being genuine in it and then leaving it at that. Like sometimes it doesn't have to be about reconnecting that sort of friendship. It's just about letting it out of your heart and being friendly and just being acquaintances now, where I can watch them and support them through social media, but I'm not like going on dinner dates with them.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, it's been so long ago that like, there's no need to have like random beef with anyone that's going to stress you out in the long run. Like when I moved to Raleigh, a couple like hiccups with like people. And I know like we were both going through like things at that time. So like we kind of said things in that moment that, I mean, I obviously regret, she obviously regrets now, but we kind of like let that go and like moved on, which has been like a big relief of growth and like not stressing me out every single day, like not stressed if I like go out and I see her out, like, oh shit, like what's gonna happen,
right?
You know what I mean? So
yeah, like there's no awkward tension. Yeah, it's kind of tough, but I think like it's important to know that if it's weighing on your mind and on your heart long enough, like if you've sat with it and you keep coming back to wanting to restore something with someone, then it's important to do it. I say just go for it if it's weighing on you that much. Because like we said, it's not necessarily like you'll have a pressure to become best friends with that person again, but it's more so like you would have it out of your heart and you're not worried, especially in our small town, that you're going to be out to eat and someone's going to come in and want to punch you in the face. Like,
yeah, but in some cases, like if someone was that mean to you and like, don't think that you need to go like apologize. Because like there was another girl here who said horrible, horrible things to me and was so mean to me. And she was so controlling over me. And I finally was like, that's enough.
Yeah, it's sort of like see the good and goodbye with some people.
Yeah. And it's like she's blocked on all social media. I don't want her in any point of my life or seeing anything that I'm doing just because she hurt me that bad that it was like, I don't even want to say any words, any more words to you.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even deserve my breath. Like,
that's a good point. Like, there's, you just got to see the good and goodbye with some people. Yeah. There is not everyone you've ever connected with in your whole life deserves a space in your life now. And you kind of got to weed people out that way.
And it's like, if there are people who, like, your friends, and you're not who you are with them, like, around them, and they bring out, like, a bad part of you, and, like, you're trying to do better for yourself or whatever, don't be afraid to, like, cut ties with that person or, like,
distance yourself.
Yeah, because, like, there's no need for that weird energy that makes you feel like you're nobody when you're, like, around them and you have no say, or everything you're going to do is get criticized by them. Like, that's, it's not worth it.
Yeah, and you, like, there's nothing wrong with telling them that. Like, if they're like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while, there's nothing wrong with saying, like, I just don't have the space for this type of relationship right now. And I hope you respect that. If they don't respect it, then that only sheds further light on the situation you're in, that you do need to step away. Yeah, it can be tough. Like, kind of, you walk a thin line between knowing what friendships to go forward with and what ones not to. But I think in your gut, you know all along.
Yeah. And, like, no one should ever make you feel lower than who you are. They're like, I don't know if Jesus farted in their Cheerios or something to make them think that they were, like, the cat's ass and felt like they could be mean to everybody and control people. Like, we don't have time for that.
No.
You're like, get out of my aura.
Yeah, like I don't need this. You're, like, sucking the energy out of the room.
No one should ever make you feel less than yourself.
No.
Because that's just not good.
No. Being able to, like, reflect on friendships and know, like, maybe where you went wrong and where other people might have done you wrong. I think it's important to know, like, know the space that you've grown in. But also being able to, like, tell that person, like, I did this thing to you, and I'm 5 years later, it's still kind of eating at me. So I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Yeah. Reconnecting with friends is, like, kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I remember for Sierra's wedding, I think Tara and I texted outside of that, like, asking, like, oh, like, how have you been? Like, and it was, like, kind of awkward at first. But then we kind of just fell back into, like, our friendship. And, like, we shared a hotel room in Miami for her bachelorette party. And that was a lot of fun. And we kind of, like, that helped us, like, get back to, like, our friendship and everything.
Yeah, so, I think you have to, like, move it to a non-digital space for the chemistry to, like, reignite.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to text and feel your energy's connecting, because especially when you start to reconnect, because you're going to try to, you're kind of like walking on eggshells. You're like, I don't really know where this person's at totally. Yeah. So I'll make small talk, but then, like, you know, no one really gets anything out of small talk. It's like, oh, how are you? Oh, I'm good. This is happening. Oh yeah, this is happening. And then where's the conversation go from there?
Yeah.
So it's like, you kind of have to try to restore the relationship, but then I think it's important to, like, make a plan to, like, physically be in each other's presence to reconnect. Yeah, it's, and it's definitely, like, a quality over quantity for conversations. Like I was saying, I think it's more important for, like, the conversations I have with you and the conversations I have with Carissa. They're not frequent, but
yeah,
they're all quality, you know?
Yeah, they're meaningful. They're not like, how was your day?
Yeah.
That like asking like every single day, you're not getting anywhere with that.
No. And that can...
It's a waste of energy.
Make, I think I said it in the first episode, can make people feel smuggled, especially me. I can feel like really like someone is almost like choking me if someone is texting me like 24/7, mm-hmm. all this nonsense. And then I'm just like, my phone's going on do not disturb. I can't be doing this. Like, it really, really drains me. But yeah, I think too with reconnecting and reconciling, I think it's important to know why you want to do it. Like, I think you really yeah. need to have the evaluation of yourself to know that it's like coming from a genuine place, not mm-hmm. necessarily like, oh, you see this person you were once close with and you see them posting on Instagram and you're like, I want to know, like, oh, they posted a car, I want to know what they did, what they yeah, did for like not it's necessary. No, like you have to, it has to be from a genuine place where mm-hmm. you're like, I actually miss knowing what's going on in their life.
Yeah, I miss our conversations, I miss us doing stuff.
Yeah.
Not just trying to dig and gossip about their lives, because that's not...
Right. And, like,
that's not necessary.
What was with Rachel, like, she got engaged, and I was like, it literally killed me that I wasn't, like, part of that. Mm-hmm. So that is, like, I was like, I want to be, like, good friends with her again, because it's, like, that... just sucked because we had gone our whole... It'd be like you. Like, if you got engaged and I didn't know anything about it, I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, at one point, you would never... I would never even hesitate if you asked me if I would have been part of Rachel's special day, you know?
Yeah.
And we just grew apart, and that's natural. But after mm-hmm. seeing that, I was like, I, like, need this friendship. I need to just be a part of her life again because I really miss it.
Yeah. And I think also when you're, like... trying to reconnect with somebody is just be upfront with them. Like if it's a text message or whatever, be upfront with them, like what happened, like what you kind of were going through at that time mm-hmm. and like keep it short, keep it honest, and just kind of put the cards in their table. And then if they want to reconnect with you, they'll kind of obviously respond and like come back and kind of do the same thing. Or if they don't, then you kind of just got to let it be and be like, everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they're not meant to be in my, this part of my life right now.
Yeah. Like then it's out of your mind, off your heart. You did mm-hmm. your part, but you got to understand that it might not be reciprocated. It might just,
yeah.
their life might not have a space for you right now. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that. But yeah, definitely just keep it as honest and short and real as you can and just let them know what you were going through. And it's tough too, because I feel like you don't really know until years after, because you've yeah. grown as a person. So you can kind of see the gaps in relationships that you've had to be like, okay, yeah, like that was because I was severely depressed and deflecting that onto other people in anger mm-hmm. or to make them sad. And you don't grow, like you don't know that that happened until you grow as a person and can observe yeah. it. That's like high school for me. I had 2 years, like my freshman year and junior year, I had 3 family members die in like the whole year. So it was like they were all like within 6 months of each other. And I like was so depressed in high school. So I think I've apologized to everyone that I wanted to or that I needed to, because I was like, I knew I was not in the right headspace like at all during high school. I was, and I think it caused me to push a lot of people away because I was losing people left and right. So I was kind of scared, like, I was going through my own, like, crisis and trying to hide that. But then I was also like, well, there's no sense in getting close to everyone because everyone close dies. Like, I was just in such a dark mentality. So I know that that had a lot to do with it. And I was just like, it was just not healthy.
Yeah, and I feel like in high school, I don't know, high school is just different. Mm-hmm. Like, you're trying to find yourself, but you're not. And it's like you're kind of under a lot of pressure with, like, social norms, mm-hmm. and, like, where you're going to go to college, what are your next steps.
I feel like in high school you have so many other pressures that you're not really focusing on, like, who you're developing as yeah. a person. Like, you're worried about college, you're worried about social norms, but, like, the whole time you're not thinking about, like, who you are as a person.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but it is weird to look back and be like, I don't think throughout high school I thought at any point, like,
yeah,
oh, this is a characteristic of me. Like, I was not very self-aware at all.
And I feel like in high school, you had to keep up mm-hmm. with a lot. Like, you had to have UGG boots. Like,
yeah.
Was it in middle school when, the Aeropostale graphic tees and, like, do you remember the sweatpants with, like, the Aeropostale?
Yes, bones? And the tote bags, not a backpack.
The tote bag, yep. I felt like you had to fit in, especially, like, me. I felt like I had to fit in a lot because I was kind of, my body type wasn't the same as everybody else's, and I wasn't. My parents weren't rich and, like,
right.
So I felt like I had to kind of,
like, conform.
Blend in with the, with everybody else because, like, if not, I was afraid I was going to get, like, bullied or, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? Just because I was, like, bigger than everybody else or, like, I didn't have name brand stuff or, like, that was definitely a challenge for me was trying to fit in with everybody else. And trying to, like, kind of stay under the radar
yeah.
because I didn't want to get picked on or I didn't think that I, like, it affected me that much. Mm-hmm. But, like, looking back at it now, like, it definitely did. It definitely affected my, like, social skills. Like, because I'm, like, I would say I'm an introvert until, like, I get to know you because I'm, like, afraid of, like, talking. Like, what if I, like, stutter? Right. Like, what if what I'm saying, like, doesn't make sense. Like, I don't want to get picked on or mm-hmm. bullied for it or made fun of for it. So,
yeah, I realized this year I have, like, such an intense fear of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it comes from, like, being forced to conform with people in high school. But also, like, I was the new kid in second grade. And, you know, like, I have to fit in here.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have, like, such an intense fear of judgment. And I, like, I'm working on trying to get rid of it. It's going to take time. But I'm just, like, always worried about what people are going to say. Even mm-hmm. if I pretend like I don't care. There are some things I don't genuinely care about because I'm like, well, whatever. But
that also goes with, like, compliments. Like, when people give me compliments,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know if they're, like, saying it just to say it or if they actually mean it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like the movie Mean Girls. She's like, oh, my gosh, yeah. I love your bracelet. Or I love your skirt. And she's like, that's the ugliest effing skirt I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's tough because you just – I think I've gotten better with picking up on if people are being genuine or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can kind of read into people's eyes and stuff and tell, like, if there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
So
– I would say I'm, like, very observant with different situations.
Yeah. Well, it's like if you're in a social situation, you're telling a story, I can immediately tell the second that the person checks out of the story that I'm telling.
Yeah.
So, like you just pick up on that stuff, but it's really mm-hmm. hard to tell if people are genuine in their compliments or, like, what are they going to think if I post this or I do this? It's just, I guess you got to eliminate the fear by thinking that people are always going to talk no matter what.
Yeah.
But like we said in the last episode, don't, like, let the opinions of strangers rule your life. I guess maybe going through what we went through all in our, like, developmental years has gotten us to be better with reading other people's energies.
Yeah.
And I think where I need to improve is letting other people's energies alter how I'm acting or how I'm feeling. I'm very much an empath in that sense. So as soon as, like, I can pick up on someone being irritated in a social situation, I'm like, okay, I'll shut up and stop talking. Like, you know, like I don't know where I just absorb it. And then I conform to it. And I really need to be like, okay, you're dissatisfied. You sit in the corner and be dissatisfied. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to let it wreck my night. Mm-hmm. I really got to get better with that.
I know. You got to, like, because I've had this happen before. Like, your energy level is, like, through the roof. And you're happy. And you're like, ooh, like, let's go, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, you are talking to someone and they're like, mwah, mwah.
Yeah.
And you, like, sometimes you feel bad to be happy. That, like, much happier on that other level that you kind of, like, stoop down mm-hmm. to their level and, like, you can't do that.
No. Yeah, I think you just got to know what energies to allow in your space. There's some people who are just, like, chronically unhappy.
Yeah.
So I think that's something important, too, to look at when you're, like, trying to reconnect with someone. Mm-hmm. Really weigh the options or weigh, like, the factors. If they were a majority, like, really unhappy and not the best friend, but you miss being part of their life, you kind of have to weigh what one is more important.
Or, like, be in their life to a certain level.
Yeah, like, it might be better. You guys could have been best friends. But it might be better to just be acquaintances.
Yeah.
Now, like, wherever you are. Because I think, too, like, a lot of people who have been best friends in distance, it wasn't the case, like, in my life. But if you're moving faster than that other person or if you're moving on a different route, I think jealousy comes into play. And that can be another really tough thing to navigate when you reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to just reconcile the friendship, it doesn't really affect it because you can just be like, okay, like, we're on friendly terms, but you're not going to really know what's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're reconnecting, then you definitely need to have a conversation about where the jealousy and all of those feelings stemmed from and why it made them act out, why it made you act out. Like,
yeah,
you really got to explore it.
I'll be honest, like, I'm kind of like on my own path aside from all of my other friends, like you, Sierra, Tara, who are like Rachel, who are like all engaged, mm-hmm. like kind of like going on that like next step of their life.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, I was jealous when I saw, like, all of my friends, like, getting engaged and, like, you kind of, like, reflect and, like, I was like, damn, like, what am I doing that, mm-hmm. like, why am I not engaged? Why am I not finding somebody to spend the rest of my life with? And you just kind of, like, I definitely had to, like, kind of dial back and be like, well, Jenna, you're really focusing on your career. Like,
yeah.
You're trying to find your own path. And when your time is right, it'll happen. You just need to be there for the people in your life who are kind of going through that right now.
Yeah, and you got to think.
You got to kind of swallow your jealousy. Mm-hmm. If you want to be part of their life and if you want to enjoy those moments with them, you're going to have to kind of, like, smack yourself and be like, you need to swallow.
Like, it's not their fault that they're, like, doing that and it's making me feel this way.
And you need to be there for them. And, like, if you want to be in their life, you're going to have to be happy for them and kind of nix all of the jealousy and all of that stuff.
Well, and I think, too, if you look at, like, the simple statistics of it, it's not everyone's going to go away to college and find their soulmate.
Yeah.
I think, like, if you look at the grand scheme of how many friends you have, right, and you think, okay, four of them are engaged or, like, married and on their way to be married, the rest of them are doing the same thing as you. So it's like, I think I know I can reflect and say I'm extremely lucky to have met Tom. Like, that is a stroke of luck. And I think that where it comes in is, like, where I just was at life. I went into college just so bitter. And, like, I know I said this, like, I'm going to go to a sperm bank if I want kids. Like, I'm not getting married. Like, it's not happening. I feel like the universe pushed Tom and into my life because he's exactly what I needed. I think that comes for everyone, but it's not all at the same time for everyone.
Yeah, and I feel like looking back at it now, like, I don't know if I would necessarily be following my dreams if mm-hmm. I found somebody in high school or college or whatever. So, like, I'm very grateful that I'm kind of on my own path, that I'm not settled down, because I have the freedom to do, not saying if you're engaged or married that you don't have the freedom to do anything, but, like, I kind of, like, can do whatever the hell I want. Right. You know what I mean? And I don't think, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, mm-hmm. I would be ready to be in such a serious relationship.
Yeah.
I'm still honestly scared to be in, like, a serious relationship, because, like, what if I want to pick up and move in a year? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I kind of have to, like, swallow that and be like, whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen. You know? Yeah.
I think a lot of it comes from, like, the what ifs, which we've talked about mm-hmm. before. Yeah, I can see that. I think if with certain people, if you were to be in a serious relationship, you wouldn't be as focused on, like, developing who you are as a person. Like, Danny, she's very focused on her career, too. Like it's just a different thing. Mm-hmm. Luckily, like, I honestly feel like Tom's the exception when it comes to men. So,
yeah, Tom's,
I have,
like
if I have Tom, an endeavor I want, he's all for it.
Like, but, like, he's all for it, and he helps you. Like, he helps you take your pictures for your store and for, mm-hmm. like, Instagram and stuff. So, like, he is kind of, like, your coworker.
no, yeah, it's tough. I think it's tough to, because I know there's times where I'm like, man, I've definitely felt jealous with where some of my friends' careers are going, especially when I was in my old job, and I was like, I'm going nowhere. Like, yes. I'm literally going nowhere. It would drive me crazy. And I'd see all these people succeeding, again, back to the comparison game.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be super jealous. I think being able to admit that you're jealous is another good step for growth. But now I like the path my career is on, so I don't really do that as much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that if you can own up to points you were jealous of someone, or, like, jealous of things that they were doing, that's important if you're trying to reconnect with them, because you have to be honest and open about it. They're gonna, yeah. They can pick up on it. So it's not like you were jealous and, like, hid your feelings. Like, they're gonna know. They've picked up on the fact that there was obviously some disconnect or some, like, unlevelness in the friendship. They do pick up on it. So it's better to just right out of the gate be honest. Talk yeah. about what's been going on in your life. A lot of people will hear it and be like, well, I can tell, like, you've grown a lot as a person to be telling me all of this.
Yeah. You're able to overcome the things that you kind of were jealous of their life for, if that was, like, the reason you guys kind of disconnected a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's all about being honest and kind of growing within yourself, that you can, I don't want to say swallow your pride, but you can kind of swallow your pride in apologizing if you did anything, or being jealous about somebody, but you just kind of, you have to have that growth before I think you can reconnect.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think it's something you can force either. I think it's something yeah. that kind of, like, sprouts naturally within you, where it might be brewing for a couple months, where you're like, oh, I wonder what yada yada is doing. Like, I wonder how their life's going. And then it, like, eventually starts building up to be a bigger feeling where you're like, I think it's time to reach out to this person. I think yeah. it's time to reconnect. And I think we could really benefit from being together.
Yeah. And I mean, don't be afraid to, like, reconnect with somebody who's, like, on a different path than you are. Like, if they're going out, or if they're not going out all the time, or, like, they're in a very serious relationship, don't feel bad to mm-hmm. try and reach out and reconnect that friendship, because you don't feel like you're on their level, if that makes sense.
Right. I think it comes from a point of being self-aware enough to know, like, okay, this person's on a different path of life, but they're also like all points that I don't have. Like, so I'm only going to grow from their friendship and their advice because it's a totally different life that they're living compared to mine.
Right. And it's like, maybe you like, don't ask them if they want to go get bombed at a bar because they're not going to want to do that. If they're like in a serious relationship or like they're not out prowling for guys or whatever, like do a shopping trip or like maybe take that step and like, let's plan like a little girl's weekend away or like a little vacation, you know, not like you may have to change your ways a little bit to kind of conform with their life.
Weird that it's at.
And I mean, maybe that's like, maybe that will benefit you. Maybe something will spark from that. You never know.
Yeah, I think like, say you're the type of person who goes out every weekend and then you have a friend who's not like, I'll be honest, I am not that type of friend. I am not going to go out with you every weekend. I love you to death. You can go get bombed. I'll bake you cookies when you come home. I'm that type of friend. Like, literally, Carissa and Danny would go out in college. I would bake them cookies, leave it on the table, and be in bed. Like, I would not. I'm not that type of friend, but I think it's also, like reading the room. Like you got to know where that friend is. And like, I might text randomly and be like, I need a girls' night. Like, let's do it. I'm ready to go balls to the wall girls' night. Like, but it's also like the other friend that likes to go out needs to be like, okay, like I've gone out a lot. I'm not really like catering to this friendship. Let's get brunch. Let's.
Yeah.
Go grab lunch or something this week. Let's go shopping. Let's wander Target. Like, knowing where to divvy up the time and kind of dump into each other's buckets.
Mm-hmm. But maybe, like, they like to go, like, day drinking. Like, going to brunch or, like, going to a brewery. But don't, like, extend that.
Yeah.
Like, don't. Like, just leave it at that. Don't be like, well, let's go out. Like, we're already drinking. Like, let's go to a bar. Like, don't do it.
No, please don't. That literally just made me sweat thinking about it. I hate when people do that to me. Like, I'm a bruncher. I'm a bruncher. I'm a brewery person. Because then I can be at home by 6 o'clock. I can shower and I can relax. But when someone looks at me and they're like, we're already getting plastered. Like, let's just keep going. I'm like, okay, you've irritated me already. Like, I'm definitely going home now.
That's growth Jenna needs to have because I can't be doing that anymore.
I think, too, it's like you said, like, that's growth. That's, like, some self-awareness, you know, you need to grow on. That's better than being a person that's, like, so stuck in their ways that they're like, nah. Like, I know over the past year I've loosened the reins where I'm like, okay, like, you could go out, Alyssa. Like, if someone asks, like, you can do it. It's more so, like, I don't have anyone here to... Like, I go get drinks with Anna and Reagan whenever we can. We go to a lot of pop-up bars. But, like, I don't have anyone to go get plastered with other than Tom. And it's, like, I love getting plastered with Tom. So, he's kind of like my girls' night out guy.
I, like... kind of had like a come to Jesus moment with myself Monday because I was still hungover from Saturday. And I was like, you know, like, it's not like a moral hangover, but it's like hangxiety.
Yes.
You know, and like
hangxiety.
Sunday I was off and like it got progressively worse throughout the day on Sunday because like my hangover was getting progressively worse.
Yeah.
And Monday I woke up and I was pissed. I was still like hungover. Yeah. And I was like, you can't do that. Like, it's not benefiting you. And like me being on this like health journey and like trying to focus on myself, like that just set me back. Another 2 days. It's going to take me another 3 days to like get my body back to normal. That like, I'm like, I can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know when summer hits, like, it's going to be a little different. Like, I'm going to be more lenient to like go out because like it's nice out and like the pool at like my apartment is a lot of fun. Like, my friends, we all like hang out and like drink by the pool or whatever. But like, why am I like, stopping my growth now, like, in 2-3 months, like, if I keep this up, I'm going to be in the same spot that I was.
Yeah, like, now's the time to kind of, like, grind away at it. But also know that, like, you can have times to treat yourself.
Yeah, you just got to know your limits.
Yeah, I think knowing...
Just figure that out.
Knowing your limits, but also just knowing that at 24, we cannot handle, like, hangovers as good as we could at 21.
Old memes.
Yeah, I think if you... If it's a friendship worth reconnecting for, it'll feel really natural when you get back together. But like we said, make sure that you make the, like, make solid plans. I think another thing we always run into is we'll be like, we should grab coffee sometime. We should go out to dinner sometime. And then people never make those plans. So it's like, actually make the plan. Say, like, we should get coffee sometime. What are you doing next Saturday? Like, don't just say it so the person feels like you're validating that you want to get together. Actually make the solid plans to get together.
All right. Well, that concludes our episode on reconnecting and reconciliation. And our next episode is going to be on the married life versus the dating life and getting into the juicy details of that.
Yeah, really, like, dating versus marriage. Yeah, so if you enjoyed listening, be sure to like,
follow,
like, share,
subscribe, share,
all give of us the above.
A rating.
Yeah, leave us a review.
5-star. Share this to a friend who may benefit this or just wants to laugh a little bit.